For $12,507, Scott E. and Elizabeth H. Camerer seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence. Sections 115-34, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Fisher Street within the Silver Lake Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20591 Fisher Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 41. The applicant is requesting a 1-foot variance from the maximum 7-foot high height requirement for a fence. We have received 4 letters of support and 1 letter of opposition and 1 mail return for this application.
Hello again. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete, and I am an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here tonight on behalf of Scott and Lisa Camerer of 38246 Anna B Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971, to request a variance from the maximum requirement of 7 feet for an existing fence. Mr. and Mrs. Camerer are here tonight if you have any questions for them. The property titled in Sur La Plage, LLC, is located on the north side of Fisher Street within the Silver Lake Manor subdivision with an address of 20591 Fisher Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971, tax map parcel number 334, 20.09, 41.06. The property is a roughly 5,000 square foot lot located in the MR residential district. This particular lot and its structures are built within the setbacks. Properties within the MR district are required to comply with a 40 feet front yard setback, a 10 feet rear yard setback, and a 10 feet side yard setback. However, the average setback survey confirms that the average front yard setback on Fisher Street is 19.5 feet. Additionally, the municipal code section 115-183 reduces the side and rear yard setback requirements to 5 feet for lots under 10,000 square feet. The structures on site are therefore compliant and within the setbacks. Included in the applicant's submission are the application detailing the criteria for variance, the property information card and deed of record in the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds at Deed Book 508-83, page 250. 3, a copy of the building permit reference on the county website for the installed fence that is subject of this application, and an existing condition survey prepared by Foresight Services. The applicant submitted this application as a result of a complaint filed with the Planning and Zoning Department by the Camerer's neighbor. It is my understanding that that neighbor did submit a letter of opposition and is perhaps here tonight to speak in opposition of the application. As previously mentioned, there are 4 letters of support that were submitted from other neighbors on the street. The Camerers received 2 notices of violation issued by the Sussex County Constable's Office on July 27, 2020. For violation of municipal code section 115-85 titled fence, wall, or hedge height, and municipal code section 115-224 for building a fence without a building permit. Notice of violation reference number 3989. The violation of the municipal code section 115-224 for building a fence without a building permit was actually addressed immediately on the same day the violation was issued, and I'll explain how I think this happened. So, as you may be aware, there were significant delays in the building and licensing department as a result of COVID. So, as a result of that delay, and unbeknownst to the applicants, the fence contractor had submitted a request for the permit but had not actually received the permit prior to building the fence. And so, the notice of violation letter was received from the constable's office, but on that same day, the permit was actually issued. And the action by the building and licensing department by issuing this permit arguably permits the fence as is in its current height exceeding the maximum 7 feet height limitation. However, the Camerers were advised to apply for the variance application to get compliance with the other code section. The second violation of municipal code section 115-85 was issued to the applicants for violation of the height requirement of 7 feet. And tonight's application seeks to remedy that particular violation. Are there any questions thus far?
Who was the fence contractor?
I do not know. However, the Camerers can answer that. Any other questions at this point? No. Okay. The applicant seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement of 7 feet for an existing fence pursuant to Municipal Code Section 115-185. The applicants installed 37 feet of fencing for privacy purposes around the recently installed pool that you'll see on your survey included in the packet. The applicants were also motivated to install fencing along the side of their property between their property and Lot 27 as a result of significant overgrown vegetation that encroached on their property from their neighbor. Majority of the fence is compliant with the height requirements of the zoning code. However, there is a portion of the fence that's actually built on a retaining wall. So there was a 6 feet fence and part of that around the pool was actually built up, which is what actually violated the restriction. So the particular design was chosen by the fence contractor and pool designer so that the pool deck was level with the flashing and siding of the actual house. The fence height itself is 6 feet. However, the fence was installed on the retaining wall, bringing the height of the fence in that particular location to 8 feet 2 inches, which is 1 feet 2 inches greater than the code compliant height of 7 feet. And in my application, I referenced that it was a 1 foot request, but it's actually 1 feet 2 inches after measuring. Therefore, the applicants are specifically seeking a variance of 1 foot 2 inches for the following reasons. The property is unique because it's narrow at 50.02 feet, and a portion of the structure that are raised where the pool is located created a unique physical condition on site, and the fence contractor installed said fence on top of the retaining wall. The portion of the fence that is roughly 5 panels in length is over the permitted 7 feet fence height restriction by 1 feet 2 inches and cannot be reduced as that portion of fencing was installed by the contractor on the retaining wall. Notably, this particular design was CO'd and permitted by the Building and Licensing Department. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The contractor was evidently under the impression that the fence installation was code compliant and did not consider the fence install on the retaining wall to be a violation. To that point, the fence contractor installed 37 feet of existing fence surrounding the pool, with roughly 5 panels worth of that fence being installed on top of the retaining wall, causing that length of fence and only that portion to exceed the county's height limitation. This is further confirmed by the building permit issued that is arguably evidence that the Building and Licensing Department evidently did not consider that section to be a problem either. The fence will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The fence is permitted as is by permit number 2020-08636 for 37 feet of the entire fencing. The fence is otherwise code compliant and the entire length of the fence is approved by said permit. There is one letter of opposition. However, there were 4 letters of support submitted last week from Kristen and Timothy Stout of 38230 Robinson Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Guy and Tina Marcosi of 38262 Annaby Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971. Neela Dolan and John Rishko of 38251 Annaby Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And finally, Elizabeth Dolan and Dave Frederick, 38236 Annaby Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible. The portion of the fence that is in violation is smaller than the rest of the fence in violation. The rest of the fence is code compliant and the entire fence is permitted by a building permit. With that, I will entertain any questions. It also may be helpful to bring the applicant up now to swear them in, because I think there may be some questions in general. If Scott or Lisa would like to come up, that would be great, or both.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Elizabeth Kammerer, 38246 Annaby Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Scott Kammerer, 38246 Annaby Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. So, entertaining any questions?
Well, what you presented, is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I think there had been a question about the fence contractor as well.
Yes.
So, Anthony Sylvan Pools is who we hired.
Who was that again?
Anthony Sylvan, S-Y-L-V-A-N, Pools, is who we hired, and they subcontracted the fencing part to Blue Heron, B-L-U-E-H-E-R-O-N, and that's who did the fence. But it was through Anthony Sylvan.
And when you got the building permit, that design was part of the building permit?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not been changed?
No.
But it was permitted?
Yes.
Is that what the staff has?
Yes, the permit was issued for the fence, and then the height requirements are part of that process. Not sure that permit techs always see the plan of the fence. It's just how all permits are really issued, basically. It's, they're given the information on how to comply with the permit.
Any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. On the survey, for my own clarification, the portion of the fence that is was not built to the correct height, being too tall, according to the legend, it appears as though it's L-shaped in terms of what was not built correctly. Is that correct? Around the pool?
Yes.
So it goes down one side?
It goes down one side.
Makes a 90 and comes up the other side?
Exactly. It's right there. It's where it borders lot 27, I believe.
Okay. And is that what you've stated to be the equivalent of 5 panels?
There's the one portion that is closer to the front of the property. That's the issue, particularly. According to the, when I called, that I think it was Kelly Passwaters, or Les Schaefer at the constable's office, that was the particular section, and they described it as 5 panels in length. It may be longer than that. However, that's the particular area that we're talking about.
Okay.
And when I asked actually specifically if anything was even measured, they said no. There was nothing of record that was actually in the particular violation for the actual distance, which is why we thought that it was just a foot. But we didn't have anything with the length or anything with the particular height, which I found to be unusual. However, that is the information I found.
It does seem peculiar because the legend would represent that it appears to be
longer than that.
Quite a few panels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who pulled the building permit? Staff?
Hold on, I just had it up there.
And I really do think it may have just been...
I couldn't read his signature, to be honest, and we don't have the fence company that she mentioned listed as a separate. It's just issued under the owner's name.
I really do think it was just one of those particular situations. I've had a lot of clients that have had issues with building licensing just during COVID with getting things issued in a timely manner, and I'm not sure if that's why.
But that's not my point. My point is who pulled the permit, because mm-hmm. then that gives you what you your mm-hmm. height. That's why I'm asking that question.
I understand.
Let me check that one more time. I couldn't read the signature, but I'll look again.
The Cammers did not pull the...
Correct.
Pull it, correct? You did not pull the permit, building permit. Mr. Cammer, did you go and get the building permit?
You know what?
Is this your signature?
Yeah, I did get it.
Did you finally go and get it?
Yeah, I did go get the building permit after Kelly told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. COVID's been a blur for me.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Yeah.
So you went and got the permit because the constable told you to go get it?
Yeah.
Then the record needs to be corrected.
So it's kind of a little after. Okay.
Yeah. And then they came by and approved it.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Sharp?
I'm a little confused about the retaining wall. And I guess my question is, on your property, does that retaining wall go above the ground? Or is it simply on, because the picture that was submitted by the opposition appears to be the neighbor's property. I know often retaining walls are set up where on one side there's ground and on the other side there's not. Is on your side is it ground or is it an actual?
Yeah, it's level on our side.
So it's on your end, it would appear to be ground to the top of that retaining wall.
Yes.
And then the fence is on top of it.
Yes.
But on the other side of the fence, it would appear to be taller, because you would have the retaining wall and the fence. Is that?
Yeah, on this side of the fence, if you're standing on the pool deck looking at the fence, it's 6 feet tall.
It's when you go on the other side.
When you go on the other side, yeah, because it's on top of a retaining wall, because it's sloped, the ground slopes.
So your property is higher than your neighbor's property because of that?
I would say the retaining wall, no, I would say that's not true. I would say the retaining wall brings it up to.
Because you have to step up.
So,
property.
But that's my point. Your neighbor's property would be lower than your property because of the retaining wall. Is that correct?
No.
If you were standing on the wall, yeah.
Yeah.
Only that part.
But if you're on the ground on the other side, they would be the same,
yeah.
Possibly.
The front yards are even and parallel. It's not, yeah, if you're standing on the.
Well, I guess what we look at is, this board will often say, is there a slope on the property? Is there some unique condition, physical condition?
And I think that there is.
Yeah.
And I think we're saying the same thing. I just want to make sure that it's clear on the record, is that your property, your neighbor and you are equal in the front yard, but as you go further out, your neighbor slopes downward, and you have a retaining wall there that separates your property from your neighbor's. So
yeah.
On your property, it is the same height, but on your neighbor's, it appears taller.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
I just want to make sure I understood
that.
Yeah,
I want to make sure I understood it too. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That was clear.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
All right, I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
So the only, why we're here is the fence, not the pool, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The fence is too tall.
In that one area.
By 14.
Yeah, okay.
By 14 inches.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? For members of the board? No? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? You'll come forward and be sworn in.
Irene Zarechnik. I'm at 38236 Robinson's Drive. I share the lot, their back lot line is my sideline line.
And
I have
do
a picture
you,
of it.
Do you right swear here. Or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank
and
you.
Please speak into the microphone, because I didn't hear a word you said.
Okay,
I can
is this better?
You.
All right. So,
what's your name again?
Irene. And the land all around us is very flat. It's flat. I don't know why the pool is raised, but it had this retaining wall to raise it so that it would, for once, whatever reason. But I do protest the excessive height of the fence. It gives me a greater shade. It blocks the sun from my perennial garden. We've been in this house since 1972. And I request the board not approve the variance. I don't know why the pool had to be raised, and I don't know why the fence has to be so tall.
Any questions from members of the board?
This is before the fence was put in, if you wanted to see. This is the distance.
Can we?
We are flat.
We'll have to keep your phone if you submit that.
I did submit it by email.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look at that.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I believe we have a supplemental packet, and in that packet there were some photographs which appeared to be from.
I think that was someone else.
Is that someone else?
Yes.
Okay. When did you submit those photos?
Today.
What time did you send them in? Do you know?
About 5 hours ago.
Okay. Staff, did we receive anything on that?
I don't believe so.
It made their way
to
the
floor. I can
send
it
again.
I know that we have received photos from a Terry Faust and a Barry Trick, I believe is the name, if I'm reading
right. Right.
It's a flat land. You know, you can look that up. Anything, any questions?
I don't think anyone has any questions. Thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, did you have something?
Madam Chair, if I could assist, if the board are not prepared to act on this for 5 minutes or can allow me 5 minutes to check, I may be able to check where those comments could have been sent by email, but I'll need 5 minutes to locate and print them.
Recess for 5 minutes.
There you go.
Mm-mm-mm.